The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
EV startup Polestar was recently flirting with bankruptcy. The company, which started out as an engineering team modifying Volvos for racing in the late 2000s, was spun out in October 2017 as a standalone brand focusing on electric cars. Last November, Polestar was looking at a $1.3 billion shortfall when Geely Holding and Volvo Cars stepped up to fill the gap and keep the company above water until 2025. During which time, it was hoping to get the Polestar 3 and 4, crossover models with higher margins, out the door. But last week, Volvo turned off the tap and stopped funding the unprofitable EV maker to focus on its own battery technology. Polestar shares have struggled as the carmaker failed to ramp production and EV demand started to cool off. Without a net, Polestar was looking at another cash infusion, and last week, about a dozen lenders gave the carmaker another $950 million as a loan. This is according to Fortune. The loan went through after Geely committed to supporting the cash-starved subsidiary. As of Friday, the company was worth less than $3 billion, a precipitous fall from its $20 billion when it was first listed on the market. As the fortunes of several EV efforts remain in question, with Rivian cutting 10% of staff and Fisker looking for a lifeline from large automakers, it's unclear whether or not Polestar will see the other side of this slump. During the infusion, Polestar is still some $350 million short, and the company will likely have to restructure to make up the difference. I'm David Manti. This is Manufacturing Now.